Donald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening. 3-year-old MAGA journalist whose Minnesota fraud story went viral. Why call him a MAGA
Holiday Classic
journalist?
Honoring Denny Laramie and his legacy.
Why do you have to call him a MAGA
Central
journalist?
What does that even mean, in Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon
I've seen some of the stories
by Mark
on his
Maloney,
YouTube channel. I would
Tony
call
Stevenson
MAGA.
Back at the WOGO
by the way, is this
studios
a MAGA story?
In Halle, Carter
CNN?
Jager and Gavin Bovey,
showing
our
that
video producers
fraud
here
in
tonight.
Medicare
we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to break this one
services
down back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
And much of it is centered in the Somali community. Is that a MAGA story? So only MAGA is concerned about that? Boy, that's an admission, isn't it? Democrats don't care about fraud, apparently. People who don't.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Tedley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
Oh. You better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Fourth annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic here on WOGO Sports on the radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com on video, WOGO Radio on Facebook, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Make sure you hit subscribe on that WOGO Sports YouTube channel so you never miss our McDonald and Chi High game broadcast. After a triple header yesterday, we have a double header planned here today. As we cap off the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, it's been a very entertaining tournament. There was just a incredibly well-played game earlier on this afternoon between Turtle Lake and Mellon. Mellon coming back to win that one in the final minutes. McDonald and Loyal will be playing tonight in the nightcap. That's the boys' game. Again, flipping the boys and the girls from yesterday where the boys played first and then the McDonald girls capped it off. McDonald Lady Max last night, 52-36 after a 10-day hiatus. They beat Loyal. Eight different players scored in that game, led by Claire Ruff with 11. Ann Siegenthaler had 10. Erin Siegenthaler had 9 points. Three three-pointers. Riley Christensen with 8. Kelsey Bremnes with 6. Emily Hartman with 3. Jasmine Gerber had 3 as well. And also 2 for Lauren Buescher to round out the scoring for Coach Sally Williams and the McDonald Lady Max. Their leading scorers, again, are Claire Ruff and Ann Siegenthaler. Erin Siegenthaler kind of right behind with 5.8 points per game and 6.1 points per game. Emily Hartman. There was some foul trouble for the Lady Max last night, but still they moved their record to 8-2 as they won 8 games in a row after dropping their first 2 non-conference contests. 8 consecutive victories, looking for number 9 here tonight. They are 5-0 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. On the other side, their opponent tonight, the Hillsboro Tigers, they got a win by 17 over Turtle Lake yesterday, 62-45. They are 6-4 on the season, but they have won 4 of their last 5 contests. We'll hear from Coach Sally Williams, her thoughts on the matchup coming up in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball. Good to have you with us for 2 this afternoon and evening on WOGO Sports. Back in 2.5 minutes.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post glassandmirror.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to night two of the fourth annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs take on the Hillsboro Tigers here with head coach Sally Williams of McDonald. And coach, eight wins in a row, got a win yesterday, and again, kind of knocking the rust off we talked about afterward. What are you looking for, just one day break as you kind of move on and play again night after night?
Yeah, just trying to clean it up tonight. Play a cleaner game and just get back to just our mentality, our MO, and kind of, like you said, knock that rust off.
Hillsboro, obviously a different team, presents different challenges. What do you think they're going to do that could be difficult?
They have a tough 1-2-2 press, which is just different that we haven't seen in a while. And they just have three very quick guards up front, and then they have more of a traditional like 3-2 look or just two post in their lineup, which you just don't see as often right now. So just that different lineup could give us some challenge.
And finally, coach, win or lose coming out of this tournament, where do you hope you're at in saying, hey, this is how these two games and two nights made us better?
Just continuing to grow in our offense and our defense, continue to get our flow back, and just, I always say, we just got to keep moving up the ladder, getting better and better each day, and take that away.
Coach, we'll talk to you afterward. Hopefully we're talking about win number 9 in a row.
All right, thank you.
Coach Sally Williams, McDonald Lady Macs pregame here on WOGO Sports from the 4th Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. This is Lady Macs Basketball.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class, it's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, as we count it down toward tip-off. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Mark McDonald looking for their ninth victory in a row. Again, with respect to their opponent last night, maybe a little bit more difficult task here against Hillsboro. They faced a scrappy team yesterday, but this Hillsboro team just maybe a little bit deeper, a little bit longer, and going to present some different issues.
Yeah, and I'm looking at them down there in their white uniforms. They look sleek. They look rather quick down there, just with the white jerseys they have on. It looks really, really nice. But yeah, the girls are going to have to play a little bit better defense tonight, like Coach Williams says, get back to their MO of just being scrappy defense, and hopefully the basket is a little more forgiving tonight and they can make some good shots tonight too. So I'm looking forward to a really good game, and again it's going to be a tougher component, and I think the McDonald girls seem to play better against tougher opponents, so
kind of rising to the challenge.
Yeah, so let's see how they respond tonight.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Again, this is the first half of a McDonald Lady Max and Max doubleheader. It'll be the McDonald boys coming up right after this one, again on the radio and on the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. And that should be a good one, the McDonald boys taking on the Greyhounds of Loyal. Hillsboro again comes in this game winning four of their last five. They are 6-4 on the season. McDonald's won eight in a row. They're 8-2 and 5-0 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Yesterday, McDonald winning 52-36 over Loyal's. Eight different players scored, led by Ann Sigenthaler with 10 points and Claire Ruff with 11. 62-45 winners over Turtle Lake, where the Hillsboro Tigers, their head coach, Kathy Burmaster, and the head coach, of course, for McDonald is Sally Williams. McDonald will be wearing their new uniforms. The black ones look sharp as well. And we are just about set and ready to begin. Again, Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, and just, again, honoring a great man. I think it's worth mentioning as many times as we can here in these broadcasts, the imprint, the mark that Denny Laramie left here at McDonald.
Yes, phenomenal guy. I mean, him and I go way back, and I think he was, like, basketball coach when I was in, like, sixth grade at Notre Dame. So it was, he's an Air Force vet, and him and I talked a lot about the military back then. He was a drill instructor. I could hardly imagine Denny as a drill instructor. He's got that bellowing, deep, barrel-chested voice that he has there. But, man, when he talked, people listen. But, yeah, what a great person. I see Lola's over in the stands again in her spot over there, so she's going to take it all in tonight.
Well, we will step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports 2.5, and we're back with the opening tip-off. It's McDonald and Hillsboro, night two of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, back after this.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime, and Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Tedley Anderson, it's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
You better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome you back. McDonald basketball. Wonderful rendition of the national anthem. Luke Combs, I believe.
Yes, it was. That was a great, great rendition.
And now starting lineups to be introduced here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, the Hillsboro Tigers being introduced first. Scenic Bluffs Conference. They have again won four of their last five games. Michelle Hora, 5'5" junior.
8'5" senior guard wearing number four, Elena Clark.
Elena Clark, also 5'5", a senior.
And guard, 5'3" senior. Say hello to number 11, Elizabeth Cairns.
Elizabeth Cairns, number 11, a senior.
Number 15, Emma McGraw.
Emma McGraw, senior, number 15, 5'9". Lauren Worrell, a senior, number 44, rounds out the starting lineup for head coach Kathy Burmaster. On the other side for your McDonald Central Lady Macs, with Kurt Galvez on the PA here tonight. They won again 52-36 over the Loyal Greyhounds last night with eight different players scoring. Aaron Siegenthaler, the junior guard, 5'7", number one, averaging 5.8 points per game. She had three threes, had 9 points last night. Chloe Flanagan, the 5'4 senior guard, number four, averaging 2.3 points per game. Ann Siegenthaler, the junior, 5'8", averaging 11.1 points per game, number five, second on the team. Claire Ruff is the team's leading scorer at 16 points per game. She had 11 last night. The junior is 5'7", wears number 12. Rounding out the starting five, Emily Hartman, the junior forward, number 31, 5'7", averaging 6.1 points per game. So again, the starting lineup, Aaron Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan, Ann Siegenthaler, Claire Ruff, and Emily Hartman. On the other side for Hillsboro, Michelle Hora, Alina Clark, Elizabeth Cairns, Emma McGraw, and Lauren Worrell. Coaches Kathy Burmaster for Hillsboro and Sally Williams for McDonald Hillsboro in their white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the jet black accents on the sides of the tanks and shorts, burnt orange numerals and lettering. The black piping McDonald resplendent in their home black uniforms with the blue numerals and lettering and white piping and accents. And Siegenthaler wins the snap. To Aaron Siegenthaler, quickly fires it ahead. Claire Ruff has two right away.
Good transition right there.
McDonald leading 2-0. Coming the other way, the Hillsboro Tigers. And out of the Seating Bluffs Conference. Quick trigger on a three, far side. That one rims in and out. Battle for the rebound. Emily Hartman takes it away. Aaron Siegenthaler. Drive down low, and Siegenthaler, no. Double pumps, goes there up hard and scores. Two interior buckets so far. It's 4-0 McDonald.
Good looks. Way to find the girls underneath the basket. And a nice block there by Aaron, and she ended up.
Double dribble called.
Debatable, but she might have put it down on purpose and then dribbled again. And she it seemed like she almost knew that. She didn't know she could dribble again, but she tried it.
McDonald coming out with their full court pressure. Less than a minute gone by. In fact, the clock is actually stopped right now. So we'll see if someone notices that. Stuck at 17 there, and now it's going.
Yep.
Another three on the way from the left side. No good. We'll get the scoreboard updated as well on our live video stream for you. Inbounds to Hillsborough. Sliding a nice bounce pass across the way, up and in for two.
Lauren.
As Lauren Worrell makes it 4-2. Hard block on the opposite side. That one from Emma McGraw, the senior. With 16:54 remaining here in the first half. Two of the blocks, two in the corners. Inbounds to Claire Ruff. Ruff at the right elbow. Shoots it out, Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler working off the screen. Flips to Aaron Siegenthaler. She had three threes last night. Comes up a little short on her first attempt here tonight. 4-2 McDonald. Claire Ruff got the passing lane, almost knocked it loose. Long cross-court pass, high catch, reeled in the corner. Now the elbow. They're working around the Hillsborough Tigers. Kicking to the left corner. Long three. No, and over the back.
Yeah.
Called on Lauren Worrell.
It's a good call there. It's a good box out. All she could do is go through the body there, and that's what happens on the over and backs.
And both of these teams like to press. Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff steps into a three right wing, just rimmed out. Going high for the rebound, Worrell.
Pretty much everybody's getting a one and done for the basket attempts.
Work right side, Worrell. Finds some space along the baseline. Her eight-footer, no. Put back, no. And fighting for the rebound, taking it away for Hillsborough. Was Elena Clark. Her shot no good, and McDonald will run. Aaron Siegenthaler driving right baseline, attacks, hangs in the air, too strong. She goes down hard. Rebound picked off by Claire Ruff. Ruff fighting her way through a double team, lost it along the baseline. Kind of letting him play early on.
That's crappy.
Worrell gets a bounce pass, straddling the 3-point arc. Had it poked away from her for a moment. Gives it back up top between the wheels. That's Elizabeth Cairns. Driving down the left side of the lane. High shot, wild shot off the side of the backboard. Out of bounds, last touched.
Bye-bye. This will be black. McDonald ball.
Hillsborough, and so McDonald will inbound.
And they are. They're letting them play. This is a physical game so far.
15:15 to go here first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Tony Stevenson, our audio producer. Carter Jaeger, Gavin Bovey, our on-site video producers. Here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Long cross-court pass, Emily Hartman. Good head fake. Drives in hard, and she is hammered on the way to the hoop.
Jump
ball. Ball. Now they'll say clean tie-up.
Yeah.
So well done by Hillsborough. And the Tigers get the ball back. We had our Toyson Ford keys to the game earlier, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Full court pressure on both sides. Pass floated back to Elena Clark. Clark right down the middle of the lane. Goes off the glass. Offensive foul. Setting her up. That time, Emily Hartman. Team fouls now two for Hillsborough, one for McDonald. Subs coming in, Riley Christensen, Kelsey Bremnes. Riley last night had 8 points. Kelsey had six in the 52-36 win over Loyal. Aaron Siegenthaler, Emily Hartman will take a breather. Chloe Flanagan trying to avoid the trap. Shoots a dangerous pass near midcourt. Bremnes had it knocked away from her by Lauren Worrell. With 14:49 to go. Bremnes to inbound. Finds Chloe Flanagan near midcourt. Flanagan in a clear rough. Rough with a head fake, drives, pulls up just outside the lane, goes glass and good. 6-2 McDonald, rough has four. Riley Christensen steps in front of a pass. Good pump fake and Riley scores. 8-2 McDonald. Under 14 and a half to play here first half. .14-15 remaining. Fast-paced first half. Give and go, hard drive, and a blocking foul called. I think they're going to get Chloe Flanagan with that one. Team foul is now even at two apiece. Look for the Mowry Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mowry Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. First free throw is good. Makes it 8-3 with 14-10 remaining. This is Clark at the line. And second free throw missed. So a 5-point lead for McDonald. Clear rough. Shoots it in the paint. Siegenthaler hangs and rolls it off the backboard and in. And Siegenthaler. She has four. 7-point lead for McDonald.
Timeout.
Timeout taken far side.
30 seconds.
30-second break. We're back in half a minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Lady Max basketball.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
McDonald Lady Max basketball from the 4th Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. White City Glass, they salute all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Out of the Hillsboro timeout. Pass far side. Runner in the lane, no good. Now McDonald running the other way. Siegenthaler ahead of the pack. She hangs in the air and hits. 10-3 McDonald, now 12-3. Six for Ann Siegenthaler. Immediate again, pressure on the inbound.
That transition basketball will take those layups all day.
Clark floats a dangerous pass. Bremnes almost picked it off. Hillsboro moving across the timeline. On the left side, it's Kaylee Hooks, the sophomore, who came in. Floats it into the left corner. Michelle Hora. Long pass, and that's going to end up in the hands of Ben Dodge. And he's sitting on the McDonald bench. Is anyone listening on the radio and wondering?
What's he doing in there?
Remnus inbounds to Siegenthaler. 9-point lead for McDonald. Chance for a double-digit advantage here. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Entry pass to Lauren Buescher. Pushed back out near midcourt. It's an over-and-back violation. Riley Christensen was kind of jogging over to get it. I think she thought it was tipped.
Yeah, but I don't know if a Hillsboro girl got her hand on it or not.
Almost 5 minutes gone by here. 9-point lead for the Lady Max. They're hoping to go unbeaten here at their home invitational. Pass far side to Elena Clark, holding high. Drops down to the post. Lauren Buescher got a fingered on that for a moment. Back out to Clark. Riley Christensen in her face. Drops off for Michelle Hora. Tough shot along the baseline. Blocking foul called. They might get Lauren Buescher with that one. That would be her first and the team's third. Lauren, one of two seniors for Coach Sally Williams. Good to see the McDonald boys making their entrance after they had a shoot around. We'll see them in the second game. Inbounds to Hora in the left corner. Her pass taken away by Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron had it knocked away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be going against Emma McGraw, the senior. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. And Siegenthaler right side. Drives down to the right block. Tiptoeing along the baseline to Riley Christensen. Step back for three.
Nice.
Book it left corner. Oh, that step back. She had a pretty one last night that didn't go down. That one beautiful from Riley Christensen to make it 15-3. Lauren Buescher knocks it out of bounds along the baseline. It'll stay with Hillsborough. 12-point lead for the Lady Macs. Couple subs coming back in for the Tigers, including Lauren Worrell, their senior. Jasmine Gerber also comes in. She made our Wilgo Sports highlight of the night on our social media channels last night. The junior had a nifty move along the baseline. Almost a third of the way through the first half. Into the left corner, long cross court skip up top for Hillsborough and Elizabeth Cairns. She wheels, floats a pass over to Elena Clark. Clark guarded closely by Kelsey Bremnes. Backtracks beyond the arc. Drops it down into the paint. Good closeout by Riley Christensen. Prevents the three, a long two instead. No good. Offensive rebound from Hillsborough. Blocked on the way up. Kick out to a ball fake. Ducking and a nice twisting turn up for a shot that fell no good was Cairns. Kelsey Bremnes. Tough pass in the paint. That's picked off by Emma McGraw.
Yeah.
A little off balance that time for Kelsey.
A little too late, too.
Riley Christensen fouls Kaylee Hooks and will help her up. 11:32 to play. The score now 15-3. McDonald leading by 12.
Claire back in. Emily back in. Aaron back in.
Both teams again substituting freely in order to play the kind of defense that they would like. Shot missed underneath. Offensive rebound put back. And that's Worrell, her second basket after the miss from McGraw. Working hard the other way. No for Claire Ruff. Came up just a little bit short. 15-5. McDonald leads by 10.
Can't look down at your paper too long, Caleb.
I know.
These girls are just
quickly
moving.
Under 11 to play. There's a steal up top by Aaron Siegenthaler. Drops it off Claire Ruff. Ruff misses with the left hand. Tracked down in the corner. Last touch by whom? It's going to go back to Hillsborough. Yeah. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 10-point lead for the Lady Macs. Everybody drawing a deep breath here as we get back to the action. And Michelle Hoare, the junior, will inbound against full court pressure. She holds, fires a dangerous pass, and gets it right back from Worrell. They'll cross the timeline. Harrits, jumper in the lane, no good. Going high for the rebound, Emily Hartman. Outlet to Claire Ruff. Ruff pumps the brakes. Jasmine Gerber back to Claire Ruff. Leaves for Siegenthaler up top. Aaron floats into the corner. Emily Hartman back up top. Chloe Flanagan. 10-point lead for the Lady Macs with 10:20 to go. Chloe Flanagan had it poked away, and a timeout taken by Coach Sally Williams. We'll take a 30-second break as well. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Lady Macs basketball and WOGO Sports. 10:17 to go here in the first half. The McDonald Lady Macs leading 15-5. Inbounds out of the timeout. Claire Ruff in the left corner. Pass to Jasmine Gerber. She goes up hard, has her shot blocked on the way up. McGraw got a piece of that.
This is a very scrappy Hillsborough team.
Again, these non-conference games, who can you play that can make you better? Both teams want to come away better as Gerber erases a shot along the baseline. Jasmine Gerber making her presence known. Hillsborough to inbound, two at the blocks, two at the corners. Finds Worrell looking for her point. It's five and six instead, an outlet for McDonald. And Chloe Flanagan has her shot blocked from behind. Athletic play there, chasing it down, Michelle Hora.
Very nice defense there.
Ella Sexton about to check back in along with Riley Christensen for McDonald. Feed down and another shot erased by Jasmine Gerber. Maybe Claire Ruff got a piece of that.
I think.
Claire Ruff, corner three, splashed it. In rhythm, Claire Ruff to make it 18-5. Almost to the halfway points here in the first half. Tough runner along the left side of the lane. That was
Elena Clark,
the 5'5" senior.
Very nice.
On the other side, Emily Hartman answers from low on the left. 20-7, McDonald up 13. Hillsborough across the timeline with Harrits. Back to Clark up top. Clark read the last basket of Hillsborough, guarded by Jasmine Gerber in that long wingspan. Clark goes by her, tough shot off the glass, no. Rebound knocked away, and Claire Ruff snatches it up. Aaron Siegenthaler right side. Siegenthaler bumped, pulls up her dribble on the baseline. Nice play by McGraw, knocking a pass into her own arms. 13-point lead for McDonald. Hillsborough on the attack right to left here in the first half. Pass wrapped around the baseline, knocked away by Emily Hartman. They were looking for Worrell along the baseline. Taryn Barrow comes in, a sophomore for Coach Burmaster. Ella Sexton in for McDonald, the 6-foot junior. 8:18 to play. 20-7 the Lady Macs. Elena Clark inbounds into the left corner. That's Elizabeth Cairns. Dribble handoff up top. Back to Clark. Clark fires down into the post. Double then triple team from McDonald. Back out to Clark. Kicks it up top, Cairns. Just inside the left elbow. Slides a bounce pass past Clark, and Clark backtracks with a dribble working against Kelsey Bremnes. High on the right side in front of the McDonald bench. Drops just outside the paint. Back to Clark. Clark wheeling. Kick out for a good look at a three. That one off the side of the iron. No good rebound by Riley Christensen. Riley, long lead feed push ahead. Clark coming from behind. She's a good athlete. Chased that one down and knocked it out of bounds. It'll be a McDonald inbound from underneath the hoop with 7:42 to play.
I think this Hillsborough team just has a little more experience here, too. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, juniors and seniors out there, a couple sophomores, but not a lot of freshmen like we saw last night.
Inbounds to Riley Christensen. Riley up top to Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes drops it down to Sexton. Sexton goes hard at the rack, and she will earn a trip to the line shooting two. 7:36 to play, 13-point lead for the Lady Macs. Here, the fourth annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports live video stream on our YouTube channel, also on our Facebook page. Radio coverage on FM, AM, and WOGO.com. As Sexton hits the first free throw to make it 21-7. Now five different McDonald players have scored.
Nice shot.
Second free throw is good. Sexton 2-for-2. 7:32 to play. Tough drive by Clark. Lost it out of bounds. Seven, McDonald. We'll try and get the clock showing again on our live video stream, and maybe Gavin Bobby will be able to march over into the corner and, and check out. I think someone's coat is covering up our camera.
Yep.
High post feed, Riley Christensen. Chloe Flanagan, that lefty stroke from the right wing just off the mark as it rims out. Kaylee Hooks. Right side to Barrow. Drive along the baseline. No, just hung on the front of the rim and knocked out. Last touched by Hillsborough, and McDonald will inbound.
Thank you. It usually doesn't happen too often.
15-point lead for the Lady Macs. Left side, Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. Knocked away for a moment. And knocked away again from Ann Siegenthaler. Good hands that time by Cairns, far side. 6:44 on the clock with a 15-point lead. Late going here, first half. Siegenthaler trying to return the favorite. She will as she pokes it away and steals it. Erin Siegenthaler, right wing outside the arc. Shoots it over to Ann Siegenthaler. Extra pass, Kelsey Bremnes in the left corner. Back up top, Ann Siegenthaler. Erin Siegenthaler drops to Sexton at the foul line. Kick out, Riley Christensen for her second three. That one just a bit too strong.
Yeah,
going
good.
High for the rebound was Cairns.
Good shot by Riley.
Elizabeth Cairns, the senior, crosses over, working against Erin Siegenthaler. Good hard screen by McGraw up top. Cairns now got tied up and
jump
held ball.
Yep.
Possession going to McDonald. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. And a reminder that propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler, left wing. Claire Ruff flashing across the lane, doesn't get it. Lucy Priest is out there, number 32, for the first time tonight. Claire Ruff right side. She's got a good look at a three. That one rims out far side. Knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Claire Ruff takes the inbounds heave, crosses over on her defender, leaves it left side. Erin Siegenthaler lines up a three. That one off the mark. Good looks for the Lady Macs here in the first half. Only a couple have fallen so far, one for Claire Ruff, one for Riley Christensen. The floodgates could open, though, if those three start falling for McDonald. Screen up top for Hillsborough. Far side, Michelle Horace. She lost, and Siegenthaler takes it away. Siegenthaler ahead of the pack, runs it up it with the right hand for two. And Siegenthaler now has 8 points. 24-7, McDonald.
That's crappy defense for the McDonald girls. They got to keep that going.
Pass thrown into the McDonald bench as Kaylee Hooks got in some trouble up top. 4:54 left. And subs coming in for Hillsborough, including Elena Clark, the senior. And also number 22, Aubrey Harrits, the freshman. She's got some pretty good height for a freshman. 17-point lead for McDonald. Under five to play here in the first half. Priest at the left elbow, poked away from her into the left corner. Weaving into the lane, Erin Siegenthaler, her runner off the back rim and in.
Her first points.
Erin Siegenthaler makes it 26-7, McDonald. Trying to create some distance here before the halftime break. Clark, nice pass into the lane, but caroms off the hands of Worrell. Claire Ruff, Erin Siegenthaler left corner. Outside the arc now, Siegenthaler curling into the lane. Out to Ann Siegenthaler, gives her a screen. And to Lucy Pries. Claire Ruff, jab step, pulls up for three, can't get it to rim in. Under four to go now, first half. 26-7, timeout taken. Back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Lady Macs Basketball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Point lead for McDonald here at the 4th Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls on the radio at 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. WOGO Sports channel on YouTube for live video streaming of Chi High McDonald Athletics throughout the year. Kickball called as Emily Hartman got one of those pink sneakers in the area of the basketball, and it's a little hard to miss that call when the shoes are that fluorescent. The 19-point deficit, Hillsboro inbounding. Siegenthaler and tips it up in the air. Clark gets it back up top between the wheels. Clark, another pass tipped away. Claire Ruff had it for a moment, dug out of there by McGraw. McGraw fights a pass through the lane, knocked through several pairs of arms, and back to McGraw. She's falling away. And Hillsboro up top. McDonald very active in the passing lanes as Claire Ruff knocks another one loose. High post feed. Kick back to Elena Clark. Far side pass with the skip. Runner in the lane. Wild shot with the left hand. No, but an offensive rebound put back too strong off the glass. McGraw gets another crack at it. She'll miss as well. Gets up a little bit slowly. Now McDonald on the run with Emily Hartman. Hartman down the lane. No, she goes sprawling Superman style to the floor. Looks fine as she pops back up, and she will go to the line shooting two. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. First free throw is good for Emily Hartman. She has 3 points. Reminder to look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Hartman hits two, makes it a 21-point lead, largest of the night for McDonald, 28-7. Another pass gets away from Hillsboro for a moment. McGraw scoops it up, left block extended, and a whistle and a foul. She's going to get bailed out a little bit here. They might get Siegenthaler with that.
That'll be earned.
Team's fifth, so team foul is now even at five apiece. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Long two from Clark. She buries it from the left corner.
They've been
28-9. Yeah, they've been stuck on seven for quite a while. Chance to get to double digits now before the half. For Hillsboro, Claire Ruff, tough shot along the baseline. No, the follow by Gerber, and she will go to the line shooting two. Hammered on the way to the hoop. Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating? They offer a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros. Free throw is good. Really nice stroke from the junior on both of those. 30-9, McDonald. Hillsboro down the left side of the lane, knocked loose once again. Claire Ruff ends up with it to Emily Hartman across the midstripe. Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler, and Ann goes down in a heap. She'll pop back up as Clark, I think, gave her a little extra help to the hardwood.
I think that was Aubrey Harrits.
Oh, Harrits instead. So the foul will be the seventh on Hillsboro and a 1-1 for McDonald. Chloe Flanagan, Riley Christensen in, Aaron Siegenthaler out, along with Emily Hartman. And Siegenthaler to the line. Her first free throw attempt of the day. One for one. And leads the way with nine for the Lady Max. And she has equaled the entire scoring output in the first half so far for Hillsboro, as the McDonald defense has been strong. Second free throw rattles through as well. 10 on the night for Ann Siegenthaler so far, 32-9 McDonald. Of course, last night, Siegenthaler finished as the second leading scorer with 10 points, but she was battling foul trouble for much of that contest. Gerber trying to employ a trap in the backcourt while catching up with Kaylee Hooks, the sophomore. Trying to dribble through traffic, lost it for a moment. Hooks gets it back. She'll step back for a three. That one too strong. Tracked down in the corner by Worrell. Minute 50 to go. Passing up the three up top is Hora. Left corner. Ball fake. Hora's going to get it back on a bounce to the left wing. She's immediately trapped. Running some trouble in that left corner. Hora fires a pass into the lane. Tough shot. Too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound. Worrell. She's been working hard down there.
That was knocked off from Ann Siegenthaler from behind.
Chloe Flanagan finds Jasmine Gerber just outside the lane. Jasmine attacking along the baseline. Shoot out to Chloe Flanagan. Knocked away in the paint and taken back by Hillsborough. 32-9 McDonald. Just over a minute left here in the first half. Lady Macs 1-0. Hillsborough 1-0 here at the tournament. Three on the way and good for Michelle Hora. Matches her jersey number. It's a 20-point lead for McDonald, 32-12. First three of the night for the Hillsborough Tigers. Out of the Scenic Bluffs Conference, McDonald, of course, in the Western Clure Belt, where they lead the way early on here in the season. Nice bounce pass from Riley Christensen to Jasmine Gerber, and Gerber attacks the rim and scores. There was a very small window for Riley to get that ball through, and she found it. 33 seconds to go. Hora off the front of the rim, out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Kelsey Bremnes trying to haul that one in.
30 seconds exactly left here in the first half.
Hillsborough to inbound. Hora in the right corner, and we have a quick stoppage here, I think, for a sub that didn't quite get in.
Yeah. Greg Misfeld, maybe.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. 34-12. We'll see if they might need to reset this to 30 seconds. I guess it's back to 31.
Yeah.
Hillsborough, the inbound to Worrell. Guarded closely by Jasmine Gerber. Worrell has her pocket picked. Chloe Flanagan gave it back. Gerber had a piece of another shot. Kick into the left corner. Three well off the mark. Out of bounds to the Lady Macs. 19.6. Again, the defense that McDonald's playing, I think, is causing pretty much every shot for the Tigers to be rushed right now. Kelsey Bremnes across the floor, 13 seconds. Riley Christensen dropped down to Jasmine Gerber. Kick out to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler for three to end the half. Back rim, no. Knocked out of bounds by Kelsey Bremnes with 6.3 to play. It'll be Hillsborough basketball, possibly to end the half.
McDonald's going to put a little pressure on them to make it worth their while.
Long cross-court throw by Hillsborough. They'll find Worrell. She's not looking real comfortable dribbling, and that will be the end of the first half. The Lady Macs lead it 34-12. We'll step out, be back with your halftime leading scores and highlights in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Back in three on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The Lady Macs lead Hillsborough 34-12 at the half.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. 2. Take $47.50 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or 3. Take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Killeen hits another one. Wow, between Killeen and Tedley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three. But
you better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
It is halftime here in Chippewa Falls. Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School. Fourth annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic doubleheader between the Lady Max and the Max. Max boys will play the finale of this tournament. Immediately following this game, they'll take on the Loyal Greyhounds. Right now, it's the McDonald girls and the Hillsborough girls, the Max against the Tigers, and it's 34-12 McDonald at the break. And again, before we get to the highlights and the leading scores on both sides, a little bit more of what we've been accustomed to seeing here for McDonald. Still, again, maybe some meat on the bone with some shots that were good looks and just didn't fall, but transition baskets created by their defense.
Yes, they made a lot of nice short jumpers, transition layups. Again, the girls, both teams are just playing a really physical game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bumping and banging going on out there, but the girls aren't giving up. They're not crying. Nobody's, you know, both teams are just taking it as it is and playing basketball. So that's good to see that. And again, the McDonald girls are just doing an awesome job on defense, you know, holding Hillsborough to just 12 points in the first half. That says a lot. And again, it's just a stifling defense. Hillsborough just can't make things happen in the middle. They can't make things happen outside. The girls are just attacking every single pass on defense. So, and again, like you mentioned, if the threes start falling in the second half, they could really open this up.
Leading scorers on both sides will start with the Hillsborough Tigers from the Scenic Bluffs Conference. Again, they're 6-4 on the season. They've won four of their last five, including beating Turtle Lake last night 62-45. They're led by 5 points from senior Elena Clark in the first half, 4 from fellow senior Lauren Worrell, and 3 from junior Michelle Hora, who has the lone three-point make for Hillsborough in the first half. On the other side, McDonald's hit a couple threes so far in the first half, as we mentioned, a lot of good looks, and so we'll see if those start falling in the second half. But Ann Siegenthaler leading the way with 10 points. That's what she had last night, the 52-36 win over Loyal, battling foul trouble. She has 10 in the first half here tonight. Claire Ruff off to a good start with 7 points, 5 for Riley Christensen, 4 apiece for Emily Hartman and Jasmine Gerber, 2 apiece for Ella Sexton and Erin Siegenthaler. Let's take a listen to some of the highlights of the first half here on WOGO Sports. It sounded like this on WOGO. Riley Christensen steps in front of a pass. Good pump fake, and Riley scores. 8-2 McDonald. Plumbing and heating. And Siegenthaler right side, drives down to the right block. Tiptoeing along the baseline to Riley Christensen. Step back for three. Nice. Book it left corner. Oh, that step back. She had a pretty one last night that didn't go down. Flanagan has her shot blocked from behind. Athletic play there, chasing it down. Michelle Hora.
Very nice defense there.
Ella Sexton about to check back in along with Riley Christensen for McDonald. Feed down and Another shot erased by Jasmine Gerber. Maybe Claire Ruff got a
both
piece of that.
I think.
Claire Ruff, corner three, splashed it. In a few highlights of the first half here on WOGO Sports, 2 minute break, and we're back with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. This is WOGO Sports presentation of Lady Max Basketball.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Halftime here, and before the second half begins, it's our tradition during McDonald basketball games to bring you Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. As always, please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and we do have a new addition here. Thanks to Jane Hoagland, who mentioned that Jonathan Larson is a 2020 McDonald grad, is in the Army down at Texas, and is avionics repairer. I believe it looked like maybe on the Huey helicopters, if I have my acronyms correctly, but I'm not an Army guy. I'm an Air Force guy. But so, Jonathan, welcome to the list, and thank you, Jane, for adding that information. So let's get to the rest of them. Alex Maloney, we just talked to him this morning. He's down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kubishik up at Eielson Air Force Base in Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm are at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland, a Colfax grad, is at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona. Sarah Pass and Bovey with the 133rd Minnesota Air National Guard. Kristen Levesser also over there in the Minnesota Air National Guard and the Air Force National Guard. Carter Billen working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. John Hayton from Colfax in the Spooner Guard is on deployment. I've just found out today, too, that my nephew, Stephen Maloney, just got deployed overseas for a year, just left not too long ago. So, Stephen, be safe over there. Wayne Trimble getting ready to retire here in a couple of months. Maybe February 28th is his retirement date. And we got a few more that we'll get to here later on, maybe for the boys. Stay tuned for the boys, and we'll get the rest of these guys listed out. Again, a huge thank you to all of our military for everything they do.
Absolutely. And, again, we'd love to continue adding more and more names to this list. So doesn't matter where you're from. Just let us know, a military member that you know, friend, family member, someone from your town. We'd love to add them to this list and be able to honor them and hopefully connect with them in the future as well, too. Hillsborough is starting out with the basketball here in the second half. Worrell has her pocket picked down in the lane. Pass knocked away on the near side by Elena Clark. She's been very active on both ends of the floor for Hillsborough. 17-32, again, a 34-22 McDonald lead, but Hillsborough's played some strong defense here. A lot of McDonald's points have really come by virtue of their own defense and transition buckets. Clear rough. Has a wide open look at a three to start the second half, and that one popped in and out.
They'll keep shooting them. They're going to fall.
We had a great bird's eye view of that one from our vantage point here, and it sure looked like it was going
to
splash.
I was ready to write it down.
Nice drop pass to Worrell, and Worrell off the glass and scores. She has six. 34-14. Clear rough. Right block extended. High post feed, Siegenthaler, Emily Hartman. Aaron and Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan, Claire Ruff, and Emily Hartman, original starting five, back out there for Coach Williams as Siegenthaler goes down hard in the lane, gets a helping hand up from her Hillsborough counterparts. First whistle on either team in the second half. That's going to be the third foul going against Emma McGraw, the senior, 5'9". She's a strong player for Hillsborough.
She's going to take a little bit of a break.
Inbounds to Claire Ruff in front of her own bench, high on the right side. Claire thought about pulling up for a three, instead finds Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler lost the handle for a moment, gets it back in the right corner, attacks hard to the glass and scores.
Man, she does that so well.
Siegenthaler has 12. Speaking of physical players, Worrell. They'll float it down far side to Kaylee Hooks. Hooks in the far corner. Harrits knocked away down low, but a whistle and a foul. With 16-11 to play, it's 36-14. McDonald with a 22-point lead. But going to the line shooting two will be Kaylee Hooks, the sophomore, as she looks for her first points of the night. First free throw from Hooks is good. Well, join us Sunday, January 25th for the McDonald Area Catholic Schools Spaghetti Spectacular. Enjoy homemade spaghetti, garlic bread, and desserts all by free will donation, plus raffles, pull tabs, student volunteers serving with a smile. It's January 25th, 11 to 4, right here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Everyone is welcome. Again, January 25th. Second free throw too long. Reaching out to pull down the rebound is Siegenthaler. And dangerous pass, and it's picked off in the lane. Stepping in front of that one was Elizabeth Cairns. Cairns almost had her pass taken away. Far side pass, 3-2 strong off the glass, but a long rebound right back to Cairns in the lane. She throws one up with the right hand. The miss and back to Bremnes. Bremnes will push ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff right side outside the arc. Probing into the lane, dropping down to Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan. Extra pass, Kelsey Bremnes from Riley Christensen. Bremnes, her three, no. Going high for the rebound. Riley Christensen back out to Claire Ruff. Ruff gets by Cairns, pulls up in the lane, passes it off the window for two.
Tough shot.
Beautiful English off the glass. 38-15, McDonald. Drive into the lane. Coming up short is Kaylee Hooks. Rebound to the Lady Max. Flanagan to Riley Christensen. Again, they're letting them play a little bit as Riley pumps as she caught that one. Nothing wrong with having a physical game. Gets you ready for especially postseason play.
Yes.
They generally are a little bit slower on the whistles. Claire Ruff. Another perfect beat on a three, and that one a pure splash from the left wing.
Again, our bird's eye said that was in.
Claire has 12 points, tied for a game high with Ann Siegenthaler. Travel in the backcourt for Hooks. And she runs over Claire Ruff. Offensive foul, and both will take a little bit of time getting up. Claire shaking that one off, and Hooks hopefully is all right as well, far side. With 14:36 to play, it's 41-15, McDonald.
That's a big play by Claire, knowing that she's going to get hammered. Again, the girl was a little bit out of control, had her momentum going, and Claire just braced for it. Good play.
Ruff is going to get a quick breather here. Riley Christensen, Emily Hartman. Aaron Siegenthaler on the floor along with Kelsey Bremnes and Lauren Buescher now. Bremnes up top, wheeling. Back to Aaron Siegenthaler. Leaves it high on the right side from the McDonald bench. Emily Hartman up top, Riley Christensen. She already has a three so far. Riley creates a little space. Her jumper back. Rim and rolls in. Shooter's touch there for Riley Christensen. Her first bucket of the second half. She has seven. Had eight last night. See if Riley can get into double digits tonight with McDonald leading 43-15, 4 minutes into the second half. Hillsborough in the far corner with Harrits. Harrits driving into the lane, lost her balance, throws one up wildly. Shot rims into the arms of Lauren Buescher. She lost it and back to Hillsborough. Tigers moving left to right here in the second half. Entry pass knocked away. Siegenthaler has it. Held ball called. Possession will go to McDonald. Well, enrollment is open right now at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Enrollment for grades 3K through 12. Experience a nurturing, faith-based education that inspires excellence and fosters growth. Visit the McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org website. Apply today and join the community of learners. Thank you to Carter Jagger, our video producer for the first half of this game. He's hustling back to the Wogo Studios in Halley. It's Tony Stevenson, our audio producer for the first half, and Carter will be our audio producer for game two as Riley Christensen, again, rapidly approaching double digits. She kisses one off the window from the middle of the lane. 30-point lead for McDonald, 45-15. Pass in the far side to Harrits. Up top is Cairn. Picks up her dribble. Back up top, Elena Clark. Clark puts it on the floor with the left hand. Turns it back out to Cairn. Knocked away by Riley Christensen. Riley gets the handle back. Heaves one in the lane. Kelsey Bremnes. Touch pass back to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler. Ref got in the way a little bit and off the ref, which counts as out of bounds, I guess so. A little bit of an errant pass, and yeah. Aaron was just trying to get to it, and unfortunately the official was right in his spot, and that was right where the ball was going. ...12:44 to play, 45-15. McDonald up 30. Pass into the lane, knocked out of bounds to McDonald. Last touch by the Tigers.
Yep, a couple of fingertips there, but Hillsborough hit at the last fingertip.
Lauren Buescher to inbound. 30 seconds away from being one-third of the way through the second half. And if this lead continues for McDonald, you'd expect to see everybody get significant playing time. Riley Christensen finds Aaron Siegenthaler off the screen from Lauren Buescher. Right side, Riley. Doesn't take the screen. Riley pulls up just outside the baseline and scores. Riley Christensen, strong second half, 6 in the second, 5 in the first. She has 11 points.
Yep, she's feeling it.
47-15. Aaron Siegenthaler pokes it away far side from Elena Clark. With 6 minutes and 1 second gone by here in the second half. Jasmine Gerber's going to check in. Lauren Buescher out. Aaron Siegenthaler out along with Riley Christensen, all taking a breather. Emily Hartman, Ella Sexton, Ann Siegenthaler, and Chloe Flanagan join Gerber on the floor. Sexton almost had a steal up top. High post to low post. Worrell misses in the lane, but a foul, and I think they'll tag Gerber with that one. Hey, McDonald, musical Les Miserables. The school edition 40th anniversary production is coming up, performed by the students of McDonald Central Catholic High School and Notre Dame Middle School. Shows are January 29th through the 31st at 7 p.m. and February 1st at 2 p.m. Just those four shows. Get your tickets now before they sell out. Purchase tickets at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or right here at McDonald High School.
First one that was in for Worrell.
Second free throw too long for Lauren Worrell, the senior. She has 7 points. 47-16. Emily Hartman outside the arc left wing. Off a screen from Gerber. Finds Siegenthaler, leaves for Flanagan in front of the McDonald bench. Flanagan off the Sexton screen. Pulls up, elbow jumper just off the mark. Rebound back to the Tigers. Elena Clark outside the arc in front of her bench, far side for Hillsborough. They've won 4 of their last 5. They've got some ground to cover trying to make a comeback here for McDonald. Clark over the top of Sexton, too strong. Good wall there by Ella Sexton, the junior. Jasmine Gerber had it poked away from her on the entry pass to the lane. Kaylee Hooks. Look at a 3 from Michelle Hora. She's the only one who's hit a 3 so far for Hillsborough. That one a little bit too strong. 43-15. McDonald moments ago, now 47-16 with 10:58 to play.
Substitution coming in, and Elena Clark going to step out. And into the game, number 22, Aubrey Harrits. Again, the freshman. Seen a number of minutes here in the first and second halves. Inbounds to Hooks. Hooks with the left hand, couldn't get it to fall. Gerber tracks down the rebound and flips it to Chloe Flanagan. 31-point lead for McDonald. Mark Maloney joining myself, Caleb Spence, Gavin Bovey, our video producer here in the second half. And for game number two is a long two from Siegenthaler off the mark. Tony Stevenson, our audio producer back in the WOGO studios in Halley. Carter Jagger will join us for game two at the home base. Another three off the mark, and Chloe Flanagan steams out of there with a rebound. Flanagan drops to Lucy Pries. Work around the perimeter right side, Siegenthaler. Kelsey Bremnis back to Chloe Flanagan. Show and go, driving baseline. Pumps it back up to Pries. Right side, Kelsey Bremnis. Bremnis off the screen from Gerber. Floats back up top, and Siegenthaler has a screen. Pulls up, left there elbow, book it. 14 points for Ann Siegenthaler. 49-16. McDonald has won 8 in a row, looking for 9 in a row. As Gerber, another block. She has at least 3 blocks tonight. Feed ahead to Chloe Flanagan. She saves it back to Priest. Priest back to Chloe, and Chloe was stepping on the baseline. Still an athletic play there by Flanagan.
Yeah.
To chase that one down and save it back inbounds. Aaron Siegenthaler will come in along with Riley Christensen and Lauren Buescher. Two juniors and a senior for McDonald. They'll join Kelsey Bremnis and Lucy Pries on the floor for Coach Sally Williams with 9:36 to play in this game.
Full timeout.
Full timeout, so we'll take a 60-second break as well. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. The Hillsboro Tigers against your McDonald Central Lady Macs, almost to the halfway point of the second half. McDonald with a 49-16 lead and a whistle and a foul.
Thought she would have got the travel call first, but they kind of bailed her out.
Just the fifth foul overall here in the second half, third on McDonald. And Michelle Hora will go to the line. She has 3 points on one triple and shows that shooting stroke from the free throw line. The junior, 5'5", makes it 49-17. Second attempt. That lefty stroke a little bit too strong. Lauren Buescher with the rebound finds Siegenthaler. Aaron will jog it across that bulldog at midcourt. Riley Christensen, who has a double-digit scoring outburst today. Right side for Claire Ruff. Siegenthaler crosses over on her defender. Drops down to Lauren Buescher. Back out to Siegenthaler right wing. Riley Christensen up top between the wheels. Looking into the post. Nothing there yet. Aaron. Claire Ruff. Drops down to Lauren Buescher. Shot wouldn't fall. What a pocket pass, yes, though, by Claire Ruff. Long lead feed ahead to Worrell, and Worrell gets rewarded for running the floor. 49-19. Worrell has 9 points to lead the way for Hillsboro. The senior, number 44.
Claire Ruff off a screen from Lauren Buescher. Claire driving baseline, pulls up, tough shot, comes up short. Lucy Priest fighting for the rebound, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Hillsboro moving left to right here in the second half. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, the keystone sponsors, supporters here of WOGO sports coverage. Shot blocked along the baseline, Riley Christensen. I'm not sure what McDonald's record is for blocks in a game so far this season, but I think that brings us up to about five.
Yeah, I would agree. They've been blocking a lot of shots. Hillsboro does a good job of attacking the basket, but they got to realize that there's some long arms down there.
Inbound for the Tigers. Michelle Hora, opposite side. Long two, toe on the line, off the mark. Sexton with the rebound. A miss from Kaylee Hooks. Chloe Flanagan on the left wing. Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey loops it right side. Riley Christensen finds Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan.
Illegal screen.
Illegal screen called on Sexton. With 7:49 to play in a 30-point lead for McDonald, 49-19. Quality propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Sexton steps in front of a pass. Loose on the floor, and McDonald will pick it up. And Kelsey Bremnes goes down hard, and she will get back to the line as we are in the second half here on WOGO Sports. With 7:36 left to play, and Lauren Buescher to inbound. Again, this is just the first half of a WOGO Sports doubleheader. The McDonald boys should be a good one, playing Loyal immediately following this one. Chloe Flanagan at the right elbow, back out to Sexton. Sexton attacks, runner in the lane, off the glass, just off the mark. Lauren Buescher, offensive rebound to Ann Sigenthaler in the left corner. Chloe Flanagan back to Sexton. Sexton twists in the lane, lost it on the way up. Back to Hillsboro, dangerous pass in traffic, but reeled in by Elena Clark. Off the glass, too strong. Offense rebound, Worrell. She misses point blank. Sexton with the rebound.
Chloe Flanagan's down there amongst the Giants, and she's kind of ducking. And then Ella Sexton come in there and just cleaned up the boards.
Kelsey Bremnes, left wing outside the arc. Finds Sigenthaler, right side, Chloe Flanagan. Off the screen from Sexton. Screen and roll. Oh, Worrell stepping
almost
in front of that. Otherwise would have been pretty easy roll for two for Ella Sexton. Kick to the left side. Three on the way for Hora. That one off the front of the rim. No, long rebound. Tracked down by Worrell. Hooks up top. Feed into the post, and that's right into the waiting arms of Lauren Buescher. Oh, doing a nice job again, getting those passing lanes, sinking into the lane. Just above 6 minutes left to play here in the second half as a whistle and a foul with 6:10 to play. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Ann Sigenthaler, Jasmine Gerber, Chloe Flanagan, Ella Sexton, and Emily Hartman, the new five on the floor for McDonald, and Coach Sally Williams. Her team leads by 30 with 6:10 to play in the game. Chloe Flanagan waiting. Finds Jasmine Gerber. Gerber immediately attacks the basket. Blocked on the way up by McGraw.
Nice block.
Good work there by Emma McGraw, the senior. McGraw gets it right back. She'll go too strong off the glass. Offense rebound, Worrell. She's also too high off the window. Fight for the rebound, and McDonald rips it out of there before the held ball. Sigenthaler across the logo. Right side, Emily Hartman. Chloe Flanagan holds between the wheels, leaves for Jasmine Gerber left wing. Shoots it across Emily Hartman, and Hartman took a little extra hop step there.
Drugger pivot foot.
5:39 left. Still 49-19. McDonald scored 52 last night. Good chance to eclipse that here this evening. Hillsborough up top. Working the dribble. Barrow. Now Elena Clark. Clark against Hartman. At the left elbow. Into the left corner. Harrits. Barrow now in the lane. Too strong off the glass. Jasmine Gerber pulls down the rebound.
Run a little bit of offense here and get a nice basket.
Just over 5 minutes left. Chloe Flanagan dumps to Jasmine Gerber. Corner three. That one too strong. Rebound to Worrell. Elena Clark jogs it across the timeline as we traverse under 5 minutes to play. High screen from Barrow. Gives it right back to Barrow. Barrow off the glass and a nice bucket. Taryn Barrow, the sophomore, her first basket. McDonald to answer with Siegenthaler. Bumped at the left block. Kick out to Jasmine Gerber. Almost lost her pivot foot. Pass shot down from Chloe Flanagan to Sexton. Sexton too strong off the window with 4.5 to play. 49-21.
I'm kind of stuck on 49 for a while here.
McDonald in command here, but like you mentioned,
oh, there we
a little
go.
Stuck. Now we'll see if Chloe gets them unstuck with the steal. Runs it down with the right hand and scores. Chloe goes coast to coast. That's her first basket. 51-21, back to a 30-point lead for the Lady Macs. Barrow a give and go. No for Hillsborough. Jasmine Gerber had it taken away from her down low, and Chloe Flanagan says, give that right back to me, but then she loses it. McGraw attacking at the right block, through a double team, off the glass too strong. Weak side offensive rebound, put back, yes. That's from Aubrey Harrits.
Full timeout.
The freshman, a full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Late going second half here at the fourth annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Gavin Bovey, our on-site camera operator and video producer. Thanks to Carter Jagger, our video producer for the first half. Tony Stevenson back at the WOGO studios in Halley as our audio producer. And Carter will be switching spots with her for game two as the McDonald boys will take on the Loyal Greyhounds coming up next. Under four to go, 51-23. McDonald's been in front from the outset. Oh, tough shot nice. Down low. Emily Hartman off the feed from Claire Ruff. Tough angle on that one for Emily. She gets her first basket of the second half. 53-23. Lost along the baseline. Elizabeth Cairns had it, lost it. Back to McDonald with 3:19 to play. In a 30-point game, 53-23. Claire Ruff to inbound. Again, both teams have kept up the full court pressure for much of this contest. Siegenthaler across the timeline. Dangerous pass looking for Pries. Gerber had her pass knocked out of bounds, but will stay with McDonald with 3:12 remaining. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Siegenthaler to inbound, finds Claire Ruff wide open for three, you bet! Right wing. Beautifully executed inbounds pass.
Yeah, nobody picked her up, and she was spotted up in the right spot.
Ruff has 15, 56-23 McDonald. Hooks up top, fending off Ruff with the elbow. Drops it down into the paint. Priest gets tied up with McGraw. Now Jasmine Gerber trying to help out. Kicked out, and a timeout taken first. with 2:46 left.
30-second
30-second break. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Coming up after the game, we'll have the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Bank of Bernheiser Realtors. Be part of the Post-Glass post-game show, brought to you as always by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Lady Macs looking for their ninth win in a row in comfortable position right now, leading 56-23. Jumper from the baseline is good for Elena Clark. Off the Hillsboro inbound. Now showing pressure, Riley Christensen catches it and takes it across the timeline. Riley, kick out to Kelsey Bremnes. She's got a good open look at a three. That one off the front of the rim. Long rebound taken away by Siegenthaler after Hillsboro thought they had a break. To Lucy Preece. Preece looking for a bucket. No, Riley Christensen goes high for the rebound. Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes good head fake, driving baseline, attacks, and she will go to the line shooting two.
Good ball fake.
McDonald Studi really looking for everybody to get in on the action scoring-wise. Eight different players have scored for McDonald. Lucy Preece looking for her bucket. Lauren Buescher, Kelsey Bremnes, those are the only three that haven't scored. And Bremnes now gets into the scoring column with a perfect free throw. So nine have scored for McDonald after eight did so last night. 57-25, the Lady Macs. 2:14 to go. Take a brief break on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube to reset for our second broadcast. That'll come up after that post-class post-game show. Second free throw, no good for Kelsey Bremnes. As we approach 2 minutes to go. Hooks down the left side of the lane, blocked once again by Gerber.
That was a nice block.
Again, unofficial tally, I think she's got four blocks. There's one I think she tagged team with Claire Ruff. I don't know if it's like sacks where you get half a block. So strong defensive game for Gerber is a bump and a foul up top with 1:49 to play. That's the sixth team foul on Hillsboro, so it'll be free throws, the final 1:49 for the Lady Macs. Christensen to inbound from just the right of the scoreboard. Rather, the scorer's table to Lucy Preece. Preece trying to slide a bounce pass down to Gerber, gets it back, fights it down to Gerber again, and taken away by McGraw, back to Preece. And she's tied up and fouled, and now Preece will go to the line, and she'll get a chance to score here with a minute 41 to play, shooting a 1-1.
Hit for the Tigers, number 10, Megan Bell.
Megan Bell, the sophomore, will come in for Hillsboro. 57-25, McDonald. Junior Lucy Preece, 5'9", number 32. At the foul line for the Lady Macs, as Aaron Siegenthaler takes the seat. Preece, the lefty, free throw, just rims out. Long push ahead. Riley Christensen playing defense. Causes a wild shot. Chloe Flanagan saves it back in bounds off of Hillsboro, but back to the Tigers. Shot rims in and out, point blank. It looked like it was halfway down that time for Taryn Barrow.
And they're scrappy. Hillsboro's not giving up. They're going all out here still. Minute 25 left.
Gracie Lynn Harrods comes in, the junior for Hillsboro. They played hard for Coach Kathy Burmaster. Inbounds to Flanagan. Under 90 seconds to play. Finds Riley Christensen with a head of steam across the timeline. Back to Preece. Preece attacking in the lane. They want her to score. Shot just won't fall from 10 feet. It's a good look for Lucy there.
That was a good shot.
A little extra hop up top as Megan Bell commits the travel with 1:08 left. Lady Macs leading by 32 points on their way to a 9-2 record. Hillsboro will fall to 6-5. And they were pretty hot coming in, had won four of their last five, won by 17 over Turtle Lake last night here at the tournament. 1:08 to play as Kelsey Bremnes will inbound to Riley Christensen, Lucy Preece, Jasmine Gerber, Ella Sexton complete the five on the floor for Coach Sally Williams. Riley now at the point. Finds Preece outside the arc. Puts it on the floor with the left hand back out to Riley. Riley attacking the paint. Kick out Jasmine Gerber. They'll find Kelsey Bremenis. 50 seconds to play. Preece crosses over. Floats it back up top. Riley Christensen, Kelsey Bremenis right side. Poked away for a moment. Kelsey puts on the floor with the left hand, lost the handle, gets it back between the wheels with 39 seconds. Ella Sexton right wing. Sexton driving in with the left hand, finds Preece. Preece for three, just rimmed out.
Look good.
It's a good shot for Lucy there. Again, it's a good shooter. It'll go down if she keeps getting those looks. 24 seconds to play. Barrow had her shot changed and blocked in the lane. Another blocked shot from McDonald. 18 seconds to play. Riley Christensen right side. Riley pulls up in the lane. Jumper, back rim, no. Offensive rebound, tie up. Possession will go to Hillsborough with 10.1 seconds to play. Postglass postgame show coming up, brought to you by Postglass and Mir in Chippewa Falls, where they're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmir.com. 5 seconds to play. Arrow dumps it down and a swat. Riley Christensen looking like a kill in volleyball as she spikes it out of bounds, and that will end the game with emphasis. We hit triple zeros. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 57 and the Hillsborough Tigers 25. We'll step out, take a 3-minute break, be back with the Postglass postgame show. We'll chat with Coach Sally Williams. We'll regale you with some highlights and leading scorers as well. Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We are back in three.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Tedley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
You better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Postglass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Postglass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Postglass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Post-Glass Post-Game Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We have an abbreviated post-game show as we'll dive right into our Max Boys pre-game show coming up very shortly here. We'll get the leading scorers in a moment, but just your thoughts on this one last night to tonight, seeing a little bit more maybe of what we've come to expect from Lady Max basketball in terms of their pressure defense and that leading to some relatively easy points offensively.
Yes, I agree. And again, the physicality of this game was tremendous on both ends. So the girls did a nice job there of just, you know, playing the game the way it was called and not getting, you know, whiny about missed calls and stuff like that. They all just did a nice job. They knew, and again, they responded, you know, where Hillsborough was playing very aggressive, so the McDonald girls played very aggressive. And that's how you play that game. So tonight it was much better. I think defensively they did a nice job. Again, offensively, they're going to make those little baskets. Didn't make the threes like we typically see shooting threes. But overall, I think the girls played, a notch up from last night.
Coach Williams should be joining us shortly here, but first we'll give you the Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernisa Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. Six different players scored for Hillsborough, led by 9 from Lauren Worrell, 7 for Elena Clark, 4 for Michelle Hora, 2 apiece for Taryn Barrow and Aubrey Harrits, and 1 for Kaylee Hooks. On the other side for McDonald, 9 different players scored, 3 in double figures, 15 for Claire Ruff, 14 for Ann Sigenthaler, 11 for Riley Christensen, 6 for Emily Hartman, 4 for Jasmine Gerber, 2 apiece for Ella Sexton, Chloe Flanagan, and Aaron Sigenthaler, and 1 for Kelsey Bremnes, says Coach Williams joins us here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And we've got a Lucas sighting as well, too. So as Coach joins us, again, Coach, congratulations on win number 9 in a row. And again, sweeping your home tournament, exactly what you want to do. We talked about before the game. You want to be able to be made better by everyone you play, and a little bit different style that you saw here with full court pressure and a lot of physicality.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they were physical, and give them credit. They were hustling for the boards. They really probably out-rebounded us just in offensive boards. We weren't cleaning up as much as I would like to, but we definitely came and did what we do well and took care of business today.
Something that Mark mentioned is it seemed like your girls responded to the physicality, and again, with the officials, maybe officiating it even a little bit more like a playoff game, saying, hey, we're going to swallow the whistles a little bit more and let them play it out, let them work it out physically. And it seemed like, again, when Hillsborough came out with that physical mindset, your girls responded and said, hey, we can play that way as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. It did have that feel of a playoff game and just letting them play a little bit more, which usually is definitely to our benefit, and we had to just adjust a little bit, and then we got it going.
Coach, we talked about that 10-day layoff. Again, got a couple of wins here before the end of the year, but things really start heating up in the conference as you get into January and February basketball. So, again, yes, from where your team started late November to where you are end of December to where you want to be, what's that progression like? What's the road so far? Where do you say, hey, here's where we still need to improve to get to where we can be?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good first kind of half of it, but like you said, coming in, we have some really tough opponents right off the bat with Elk Mound and then Stanley Boyd, and then rounding off the second round of everybody when anything can happen. It's conference play. Anybody, it's you got to bring your A game every single night, and so continuing to just evolve more and find a little bit more to our identity and not just be more, you know, what people know us for, and see if we can throw some teams off guard.
Coach, we appreciate your time. As always, Happy New Year yes. to you and your family.
Thank
and
you.
We'll see you again in 2026. And hopefully that winning streak just keeps on rising.
Thank you. And Happy New Year to all those listening. And say hi to the fam that's watching or anyone. Right, Lucas? Say hi.
Coach, we appreciate your time as yes. always. As McDonald wins at 57-25 here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls, as we'll tie this one up and then take a brief break here on the video side before we come back on the video side with our second broadcast as McDonald and Loyal warming up here for the finale. Maybe a final thought or two here, Mark Maloney, again, as we cap this one off. Next time we'll see the Lady Macs will be in early 2026 against Elk Mound. And we talk about trying to end the year on a high note and play teams that make you better. I mean, that Western Clover Belt Conference slate doesn't get any easier night after night.
No, it won't. And, you know, the girls did a nice job here with this holiday tournament, winning both their games quite handily, let's say. But, again, they fought well. They played scrappy. Still a lot of things to learn from it. But, you know, it gets into January, and things are going to move along rather quickly. And, again, Elk Mound's a great opponent that got added to the conference. So hopefully they'll play well against them.
Does nothing but make you better. We'll step out and be back after this as we'll close down this broadcast. You'll hear from some of our sponsors on the radio side, and then we'll get back to the action again. Rejoin us on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Make sure you've hit subscribe so you don't miss that whenever we go live. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 57, the Hillsborough Tigers 25. Hillsborough now 6-5 on the season. McDonald's won 9 in a row. They are 9-2 to end 2025. So long for a few minutes from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. This has been McDonald Lady Macs basketball presentation of WOGO Sports. Back with you shortly.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toys and Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Welcome back to the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic here on WOGO Sports. Before we get to the boys' broadcast, let's hear a few highlights of the second half of the girls' broadcast, that 57-25 win.
Again, our bird's eye set.
That one. Nothing wrong with having a physical game. Gets you ready for especially postseason play.
Yes.
They generally are a little bit slower on the whistles. Bear Ruff, another perfect beat on a three, and that one a pure splash from the left wing.
Again, our bird's eye said that was in.
21.
I'm kind of stuck on 49 for a while here.
McDonald in command here, but like you mentioned,
there we go.
A little stuck. Now we'll see if Chloe gets them unstuck with the steal, runs it down with her right hand, and scores. Chloe goes coast to coast. Mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Siegenthaler to inbound, finds Claire Ruff wide open for three, bet. Right wing. Beautifully executed inbounds pass. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports. We'll step out briefly again as we prepare for game number two.